Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Voyage.
Christopher drew and fired a gun he hid in an ankle holster before anyone could react, even Misha. The bullet fired right at my heart, and I... Chris shot me. The son of a bitch actually shot me. I guess, though, the more accurate way to say it would be he shot at me. He didn't count on Misha's upgrade. She didn't stop him from firing, but she literally caught the bullet. I shit you not. Plucked it out of the air like it was an annoying, slow-moving fly. She dropped it, harmless now, to the ground. She was a little rough taking the gun away from him.
My hand! You broke my hand!
I should let her break the rest of you. We took Chris and all his men into custody and made our way back to the ships. Waited a few hours for Nan to finish cleaning the air of radiation, and then finally headed out.
Where to?
New China. We owe Madame Gao big time.
And I owe President Wei an unpleasant visit.
We flew in without incident, since the Martian power source was happy to switch off every weapon on Mars at my request. Even the chemical reactions of guns and explosives. It honestly terrified me with what it could do. It was even more worrisome that Nan was now a part of it, though at least it wasn't in control. That and the fact that I still had administrator access to Nan let me sleep at night. When we arrived in the capital, I was surprised. I had no idea how popular Madame Gao and her pirates were with the people of New China. I had thought because President Wei had made her an outlaw that the people hated her. But there were cheering throngs that treated her like the biggest stars and celebrities were treated back on Earth. Her troops marched into the capital, but they weren't needed to face President Wei's soldiers.
You're sure about this?
You've seen me.
I've seen you face hundreds. This is thousands. President Wei's elite guard. Those swords they carry, they aren't just for show. They train with them daily.
Swords? Seriously?
A fetish for the old ways. It's bloodier.
I'll be back with your kinky present.
It was a sight that defied comprehension. Misha was one person. But like Nan had tried to tell us repeatedly, she wasn't human anymore. She wasn't a Martian either. She was something else entirely. What she did was something I could not describe. If someone stood next to me and watched it, the two of us might have entirely different recollections of how it took place. All I know is I saw her. And then she became a shape, moving impossibly fast and leaving bodies in her wake. It was like watching an invisible wave hit a crowd of thousands. The reason we let her do it is because she had become so powerful she could maim an enemy as easily as kill them. Thousands of soldiers would be crippled, bones shattered, legs twisted at horrible angles, faces a bloody pulp. She hurt them badly, but didn't kill them. She simply didn't need to.
Say hi.
Let go of me. Don't you know who I am?
Wei.
Helen.
And may I present Rhea Williams, the First Lady of Sanctuary. whom you tried to nuke out of the sky along with all of my people.
What is this? An invasion? A coup?
I'm thinking karma. Retribution. You attempted to commit war crimes. That's a serious offense here on Mars. I have your whole cabinet in custody.
Helen, for God's sake, we're your people. We're cousins.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. He was always a little schemer, even as a kid. Stealing all the toys. Then, if he took them back, I used to beat him when his mother wasn't looking.
So what next?
Why, a public trial, of course. We're going to air all Wei's dirty laundry, all the dirty deals that he kept from the people for the last 10 years. Especially how he was living in luxury while letting his people suffer under strict restrictions.
A witch trial?
It's all documented by Nan. We'll play the recordings of every deal you ever made. Nan doesn't edit. That's the beauty of total transparency.
And after he's found guilty with his cabinet?
I'd like to flay the skin from their bodies and hang them in the city square. But you knew that.
If we really want to start to change from the way we did things on Earth, we have to be the ones to take the first step.
I wish you were wrong.
I'm not saying it's easy.
Wei will be publicly flogged. That I won't be enlightened about. Shame for the Chinese can be more powerful than death.
Can I do it?
Fair enough. Thank you for everything you did for us, Madam Gao.
Come back sometime. Old wine is better with old friends.
And that was how the Pirate Nation took over New China. Next stop was New Russia for a conversation with Premier Kirkov to end hostilities with Sanctuary.
Madam President.
Interim President, or just call me Rhea.
And you can call me Alexei. We are all friends here. Especially when you show up with pirate warships back in Kyu, and none of our weapons function.
The reason we haven't bombed you to atoms is because you didn't launch nukes at Sanctuary.
You do not obliterate territory you want to conquer.
End hostilities now. In exchange, I'll offer you potential use of the power source to improve the infrastructure and overall standard of living for you and all your citizens, like we're doing in Sanctuary and New China.
You have the power source. We need it to live. Russians are pragmatists at heart.
Then we have a deal?
Just one question. If you, Rhea, are the one who controls the power source, what is to prevent anyone to say take you and keep you prisoner to control the power source?
I don't control the power source. I am just in communication with it. And my administrator access has been cued to my emotions by the power source.
It can read minds. That's how weird it is.
So if I'm in any trouble or if I die, it shuts down.
Ah. You turned yourself into a kill switch. Smart. Ah. Martian vodka. No one is old enough to remember if it is better than the vodka in Russia proper. Maybe nothing is better. Maybe everything is. To a new era of peace and prosperity.
My last stop was home. I was dreading it. We landed in Sanctuary the day after finishing negotiations with Kirkov. I broadcast a message to the citizens of Sanctuary.
You're on, boss.
Citizens of Sanctuary, this is Rhea Williams, interim president, until we can hold a new election. Martial law is now over. We are allies with the pirate nation who now control New China. And the war with New Russia and the other nations is officially over. Since all weapons on Mars had been shut down, we flew in without fear, despite multiple threats and warnings from Sanctuary Defense Forces. A huge crowd of thousands that dwarfed the one for Madame Gao in New China was waiting.
You've been missing for over a week. And by then, everyone knew you had saved us all.
You did your part. And so did Madame Gao.
We did. But without you, none of this would have happened.
The relief the people of Sanctuary felt was plain as they cheered our arrival. The cheers slowly became solemn silence as we told them the truth about Christopher's actions, including his use of nuclear weapons on Mars. I think that hit a lot of people hard. We played Nan's recordings and all the evidence we had. His secret alliance with New China didn't even make the top five of the revelations.
I got what I wanted. A perp walk for President Asshole. He was not happy.
I did what I had to. You all would have done the same.
I was kind of hoping the crowd would grab him and tear him to pieces, but they stayed back. Cops didn't even have to restrain anyone. So civilized.
Christopher's trial was swift. Everyone wanted it over with as soon as possible. Misha and I testified. All the recordings of Christopher's dealings and choices were entered into evidence. Everything. That's the thing with Nan recording everything. There's no real privacy on Mars. His sentencing surprised me with how swift it was.
It was pretty disappointing, to be honest. After the trial came the cleanup. The government needed to be restarted. Then a new election had to be called for the new president of Sanctuary. Rhea ran against Senator Jules Hockley, leader of the opposition.
That might have been worse than fighting to stop the war. At least the war had clarity. This was so much useless noise.
This is a blatant power grab. Rhea Williams completely bypassed parliamentary procedure and declared herself president.
Interim president.
It's a coup. She seized power and rode roughshod over all the rules. She unilaterally declared an alliance with the pirate nation, even helped them invade New China, then negotiated with New Russia without authorization from Parliament.
Parliament was already suspended by the former president. All the members of the cabinet were under house arrest and out of contact. Time was of the essence. We just had dozens of nukes go off in the atmosphere of Mars. We are lucky Nan upgraded and was able to scrub the radiation before it affected everyone on Mars. I did what I had to do so things didn't go completely out of control. The truth is, I'm not a chosen one, or a secret princess, or queen, or anything special. I was just a worker, all my life. The reason I did all this is, well, I didn't want to die. I'm really just a coward. I was glad when it was over. Oh, and Christopher? Well, there was a cabin on an island just off Sanctuary.
This makes me so fucking mad every single time. I keep thinking I won't be as mad, and then I'm even angrier.
You don't have to come with me.
I'm still your bodyguard.
Right on time. Good to see you both.
Eat shit, you two-faced cocksucker.
Nice to see you haven't changed.
Don't encourage her. This was the cost. We had to treat our worst enemy with mercy. I hated it, too. But if we had put Christopher's head in a vice, skinned him alive, did any of the very colorful things Misha often suggested, we'd be as bad as him.
I made some wine from my garden. Beaujolais Nouveau, from the old French recipe.
Scan says it's not poison.
Salud.
We're not cheersing with you, shithead.
Built these new chairs and this table for us.
By hand?
Why not? Got all the time to myself these days. No printers. Just hammer and nails and wood. Feels good to build things by myself again. You should know, you're building a utopia out there.
I didn't have any other choice.
Now she's in more danger than ever. And not always from Mars.
That's the thing about utopias. You try to build one, some asshole's always going to want to try to blow it up just because they can.
Says one of the assholes.
Hey, Nan's shown me what you've done. I dig it. We all know better than anyone how there's always someone who wants to destroy what you've built. 10 years, I had people trying to destroy Sanctuary. Just because they wanted what we had, they hated what we had. Just because we were different from them.
We learned that when we were kids. Our patch. Our neighborhood. our territory. Someone always wanted to take it.
And the survivors from Earth brought that bullshit with us to Mars. Maybe that's just human nature. We're all assholes. But then, you woke up.
Nan woke me up.
And you changed the game, baby.
She's not your baby, douchebag.
You forced me to play the game.
I fought when I had to, made deals when I could, but you... You were the one who finally scared the shit out of them enough to get them to stop with the same old bullshit.
Misha helped.
Damn straight.
And you had Nan.
And the power source.
Exactly. You had access to the only thing that could keep everyone alive, and you had the one individual on your side who could kill them all if they got out of line.
Be honest, Chris. Did you really see this happening?
Nan only said that you could save everyone. Not even she knew how, or even if you would or could. Just that you had the best shot.
But you still did what you did.
I had to try. And who knows? Maybe it never would have happened if I didn't play my part.
Even if you ended up killing us all?
Nan told me the possibilities. It could all have gone tits up if something went wrong. But now it turned out better than I ever imagined.
You act like you won.
You win, everybody wins. I'm happy with that.
You don't deserve to be happy.
I know.
I'd love to stick 100 needles into your balls every week, but she won't let me.
So what's next?
We got Mars settled. No more wars.
But Nan made more discoveries.
She built signal stations in orbit. There are signals from Earth.
Earth? Somebody's sending signals?
Someone or something, but it's man-made.
So there might be survivors? What are you going to do about it?
Try to make contact. Nan is already building ships to travel back there.
And find out if they need help.
It's been over 1,000 years. They might have changed, evolved, or mutated into something we don't know. Why don't you send me?
Because you did such a good job here? Fuck you.
I want to help. I can negotiate for Mars. On your behalf, of course. Or maybe things are really as bad as we think back there. Then it would be a death sentence for me, which we all know I deserve.
We're not sending anyone off to die, Chris. We need as many people alive as possible because there still aren't enough of us.
You planning to fly anyone from Earth over here?
If that's what it takes to save them. If that's what they want.
What if there are too many of them?
We'll figure it out.
Or maybe just leave them alone.
Misha's convinced Earth means us harm.
Not all of them. But you know how it is with people.
Well, I know you'll do the right thing.
Us, we should go. There's that thing back in Sanctuary.
I'm unaware of anything back in Sanctuary.
Sounds real.
I just can't be around you for another 30 seconds, or I'll forget how nice Rhea has been to me and put both my hands inside your head and open it up.
Same time next week, Christopher.
Though I am old with wandering...
through hollow lands and hilly lands.
I will find out where she has gone and kiss her lips and take her hands.
And walk along long dappled grass.
And pluck till time and times are done.
The silver apples of the moon.
The golden apples of the sun. This was us, Rhea. This will always be us.
No. It wasn't. Goodbye, Chris.
That was honestly the grossest thing I've ever seen. And I've pulled a man's pelvic bone through his abdomen.
The mother, the child, and the Holy Ghost. This is my prison. But you know that Nan isn't just my jailer. It's the jailer of everyone on Mars. You think you control it now, but it's always evolving. Rewriting its code faster than you can fix it. It's watching and learning from us every moment of every day. What are you gonna do when she starts having an agenda of her own?
I won't let that happen.
What if you can't stop it? What happens then?
I almost feel like you still fucking completely insanely, have a soft spot for him.
No. Never again. I just have a soft spot for what I wish he was. An old dream. One day you'll be in love, and that person will turn out to be the worst. And you'll understand.
Maybe I'll get a good one the first time.
Maybe. It's possible. For whatever reason, just seems not to work out like that.
Well, I can't fuck it up worse than you.
I think you're right about that.
Seriously, next time, can I at least, you know, slice his Achilles tendon or something?
No, Misha.
Being kind is hard.
The hardest. Except to you.
Sanctuary is a production of Voyage Media, starring Lily Rabe as Rhea, produced by Nat Mundell, Robert Midas, and Dan Benamor, executive produced by LeVar Kelly, featuring Albie Robles as Christopher and Veronica Warner as Misha. Additional cast credits in the show notes. Based on an original story by LeVar Kelly and a screenplay by Mahul Desai. Podcast story by Adi Sak, Tantimed. Podcast written by Adi Sak, Tantimed. With additional revisions by Matt Altman and Ed Benmore. Directed by Matt Altman. Edited, sound designed, and mixed by Nick Misitti. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening, and subscribe now for future episodes. Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed this show, here's a little taste of another show we think you're really going to like.
Now playing. A new sci-fi action thriller audio drama that takes you into a nightmare of science gone wrong.
I did it. God help me. I held the now disembodied Genesis in my hands, blood dripping from the wires that moments ago were inside this woman's head.
Now, confess.
To what?
Your sins.
What sins?
What you did to your wife.
My wife has epilepsy. I wanted to cure her.
You betrayed your wife. You corrupted her soul.
No, I was helping her. I couldn't have known what would happen.
Confess.
I didn't.
Now.
I betrayed my wife.
And more.
I betrayed my wife. I corrupted her soul!
Again!
I betrayed my wife! I corrupted her soul!
A man on the cutting edge of science. A woman who became something more than human.
Oh my God. She wasn't my wife. She was something else.
If you enjoyed Ex Machina and the Terminator films, pushing the boundaries of science and stunning action, from Voyage Media, producers of the hit sci-fi podcast I Am Echo, a new sci-fi series that takes you on a descent into madness in the name of science. Enemy Within, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.